Shalom. Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited to be here today. As the Sixth Generation leader have mentioned that today is an extra special Sunday. Not only that we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving early, and also Pastor Nathan will be leading us and baptize several brothers and sisters today. I'm so excited for CM. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for this Sunday. That every year, we have the opportunity to think about the goodness you have towards us. And today is an extra special day. Because our brothers and sisters will be baptized today. Be with us today. Be with us today. When I preach, when our dear brother interpret, and as we listen, we pray in Jesus' name. I will try my best not to be overboard today. I hope to keep it around 30 to 35 minutes. The one in charge of the Sunday worship informed me. Today is a special Thanksgiving Sunday. And also, it will be an opportunity for several brothers and sisters to be baptized today. I pray and I meditate what will be appropriate for today. Something keep passing my mind. We all have gone through a very difficult time the last few weeks. When I first came to New Jersey, I never imagined we'd be hit by a hurricane. I have never heard about the term superstorm. When I saw in New Jersey, seeing a boat beside a house is beyond my imagination. And soon after, we had a storm. How can we praise God? And maybe for the past year, or maybe even recently, one of your loved family members passed away. How can we give thanks to God? So I thank God for Psalm 103. It's really fitting what we may face as a state, or maybe we face as a family. I will go into that later. Before I go into that, I think it's important to describe a little bit about Psalm 103. Do you know how many verses are there in Psalm
103?
If you don't know, you just look at it. How many verses? 22.
22.
Why 22? Why not 26 or 19?
为什么是22节而不是20节或是19节呢?
For a Bible scholar like me,
那像我这研究圣经的人来说,
I like to find out.
那我就想知道一下为什么是22呢?
Because it's called an alphabet song.
因为它是说这个是这个字母的歌。
There are 22 alphabets in the Hebrew language.
希伯来文里面是22个字母。
They like.
他喜欢。
Like Psalm 119.
就像那个119篇。
They like to start each verse with the alphabet from the first alphabet to the last alphabet.
他们就是在这个诗篇里面喜欢从希伯来文的第一个字母开始，然后结束是以最后一个字母结束。
So it's 22 verses.
所以一共呢就是22节。
And it's very special. It's also called an envelope quotation psalm.
那这个是一个信封的歌曲。
Or quotation psalm.
前后有引号。
It all starts with "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
那他开始呢就是这样说的。 It's
also called David Hallelujah Chorus.
那也叫哈利路亚的合唱。是大卫的啊,
David's.
是大卫的这个哈利路亚的这个颂歌。
From verses 1 to 5, he can be saying personally how he can thank God.
那从第一节到第五节, 让我们知道我们个人怎么样来称赞主。
From verses 6 to 22,
从第六节到22节呢,
how a nation and the whole creation can thank God. So the topic I'm going to focus on today is forget not. I'm trying to look at two main points so that will help you to follow. David told us first, let's not forget God's benefits.
那个大卫说，你不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
The second point,
第二个，第二点我要讲的。
Let's name God's benefits one by one.
让我们数算神给我们的这个恩典，一样一样的来数算。
Okay, first point,
第一个，第一点。
Let's not forget God's benefits.
让我们不可忘记上帝给我们的一切恩惠。
In other words,
换句话来说,
we should not be absent-minded with God's presence.
我们想到神给我们的恩惠，我们真的是不可以是心不在焉的。
So therefore, in Psalm 103, verse 2,
那第二节是怎样讲的呢?
Forget not all His benefits.
说你不可忘记神给我们的一切恩惠。
We may not like it, but the fact is we are forgetful.
那我们有时候不愿意承认，但是我们实际上是这个忘性很大。
In other words, people tend to be absent-minded.
就是说我们每天在生活当中，我们常常是心不在焉。
Think about your family situation.
那想想你家里的情况吗?
Where are my keys?
我的钥匙在哪?
Have you seen my wallet?
我的那个钱包要放哪去啊?
What did I do with my glasses?
那我的眼镜放哪去了?
Where do I put my cell phone?
我的手机放在哪里了?
You know the only time you call your own cell phone?
你想你找不到你的手机的时候，你就会用电话来打你自己的手机。
He is ahead of me. So you try to call to find your own cell phone.
那你就打电话来找你的手机。
Actually, I find out the most often dialogue between husband and wife and children and parents.
这个神啊，那个父母之间和他们小孩的对话。
Oh, I forgot.
忘记了。
I'm just not talking about asking the children to do something. They say I forgot.
那你去问你的小孩问一些事，然后他们又说，我们也忘记了。
I cannot tell you how many times I forgot to pick up my children after school.
那好多时候我那个放学以后去接我的小孩，我都忘记。
And my child would say to me, how can you forget?
那我的小孩说，你怎么会忘记呀？
Sometimes I ask them,
有的时候我就跟他们这样讲,
did I tell you to wash the dishes?
那你就会说, 我不是叫你去今天洗碗吗？
Then he said, oh, sorry, Daddy, I forgot.
他说对不起，爸爸，我已经忘记。
One day my wife said to me,
那有一天我太太跟我这样讲。
Daniel,
他说Daniel,
one day you're going to forget where you put your head.
那有一天他说你连自己的头在哪里都忘记了。
Amelie,
你们要承认。
We are very forgetful.
我们这是忘性很大。
A man went to a training conference.
那有一次哈，那个他们去一个这个门徒训练的这个会。
It was taught about how to improve one's memory.
那这个训练的会呢，实际上是教大家说，你们要怎么样的来那个改善你的记忆力。
The man was so excited, and he spent $200.
这个人呢、啊，他心里好激动，他就一共花了200块钱。
Books, tapes, worksheets.
那然后他就把买了书啊，也买了磁带啊，什么所有的这些训练用的这个东西。
And brought them home.
然后把这些所有买的东西呢带回家。
And keep it in a very safe place.
然后他就想，我放在一个很安全的地方。
And then soon after he forgot where he put them.
然后他一转眼就忘记他放在哪里。
Forgetful.
就特别容易忘记大。
Why do we become forgetful towards God?
那为什么我们对上帝也是这样的什么事情都不记得呢？
From David's experience we can see that
从我们每日的这个日常的经历呢，我们可以看见到这一点。
We become forgetful because of our difficult situations.
我们之所以是忘性这么大，因为我们平常都有很多困难。
We are so absent-minded because we are so overwhelmed by life hardships.
那我们平常就觉得是事情太多不能应付了，因为我们生活当中有好多这个很艰难的事情。
How many times we are occupied by negative things?
那我们很多次啊，我们在生活当中太多的时候，我们都是想着这个负面的东西。
I don't have a job.
我没有工作。
My child is in a gang.
那我的孩子怎么会参加一个帮派呢？
My health is in decline.
我的身体现在越来越不好。
We owe more than what we anticipated.
哎呀，我们欠的债比我们所想的要多好多。
Our favorite college didn't accept us.
想去的那个大学呢，他不收我。
So sometimes we become forgetful.
那有时候我们就变得越来越忘性大。
Because our situation overwhelms us.
因为平常日常的生活的这些细节，让我们觉得没有法子应付。
But the reality of our life.
生活的事实呢，就这样说。
Nobody sails through life untouched.
没有一个人都是一帆风顺。
The most intense moment of gratitude.
那我们觉得最感谢的时候呢
？Are not in times of plenty.
那不是我们平常什么东西都有的时候。
But when difficulties abound.
而是我们这个平常碰到很多很多。
I don't want to repeat the beginning of Thanksgiving.
那我不想跟你们讲这个感恩节是怎么来的。
But I cannot refrain from mentioning that when the pilgrims celebrated the first Thanksgiving, it was very difficult for them.
那当时那个欧洲来的这些宣教的人，他们第一次感恩节是对他们是很难的一件事。
Let me mention that.
让我。跟你们稍微这样讲一讲。
Forgetting God and His benefits is a very serious matter.
你如果忘记神了，忘记神给你的福分，这件事情是很严重。
Somebody said this.
有的人这样讲。
Forget to pick up the dry cleaning is inconvenient.
如果你的干洗店去，你忘记去拿你的衣服了，这好对你会造成很不方便。
Forgetting the name embarrassing.
你如果忘记某个人的名字的话，真的是。让你觉得好尴尬。
Forgetting your wedding anniversary is troubling.
如果你把你结婚的纪念日忘记了，对你来说会有麻烦。
But when we forget all God has done for us,
当我们忘记神为我们所做的一切
，That's frightening.
那是一件很可怕的事。
你们说 ，Oh, Pastor, you're going to scare, you're scaring us.
那你会讲说，哎呦，牧师，你这样子讲，对我们是很惊。害怕。
You have to understand the word forgetting God, how it's being used in the Old Testament.
你要想起来,
most of the time when the Israelis forget God,
当以色列人他们忘记了神的时候,
it's always associated with turning away from God and worshipping other gods.
那都是因为他们从把脸从神转开然后去敬拜别的假神。
You don't believe me, do a Bible study in the Old Testament.
但如果不相信我的话,你要去好好把旧约念一下。
Forgetting God is a very serious matter. God look at it seriously.
如果你忘记神的话,这是一件好严重的事情。上帝也会觉得这是一件好严重的事情。
We may be overwhelmed by difficulties.
让我们日常生活当中太多让我们觉得无法应付。
But it's like excuse to forget.
那还是就是说如果你要忘记神的恩惠是一件很不明智的事。
Somebody challenges. Every day you try to do one thing.
每天你就做一件事。
Use 1 minute.
用一分钟。
1 minute every day.
每天就用一分钟。
To thank God for His blessing and His benefits.
然后来谢谢上帝给你的恩惠。
It may sound easy.
这好像听起来是件很容易的事。
Try for 365 days.
你要是每年365天，每天都这样吧，你试试看。
We may come to a conclusion.
也许你就会下这样的结论。
It's so easy for us to forget.
那实际上我们忘记神的恩惠是太容易忘记。
Come on, Daniel, you cannot even mention God's grace 1 minute every day.
就说，不是，难道你每天花一分钟来感谢神的恩惠，你都做不到吗？
I think that's what King David is reminding us.
那这个大卫王是这样子来提醒我们。
The second point.
第二点,
let's name God's benefits one by one.
让我们数算神对我们的好处，一件一件的来数算。
We should count God's blessings.
我们要数算神给我们的恩惠。
Let me say this.
让我这样讲。
There are many benefits in following the Lord.
你跟随神了，真的有好多好多的好处。
I found out in the non-Christian community there's a very funny thinking.
那个非基督徒他们脑子有一种很奇怪的想法。
I have not prepared to accept Christ yet.
我还是没有准备好来接受主耶稣。
I have to give up so many things.
因为我接受主耶稣的话，我就要放弃好多好多东西。
This is what I'm going to do.
所以呢，我就这样做。
I'm going to wait just before I die.
那我们就一直等到我马上要死的时候。
So I can have the best of this world.
这样的话，我可以享受世界上所有的好东西。
And also I'm ready to have the best in the heaven.
那然后死后呢，我又可以进天堂，可以享受到天堂最好的。
I cannot say how wrong this thinking is.
那我告诉你，你这种想法是错的不能再错。
David would tell you.
那大卫王是这样告诉你。
Guys.
就是说大家听好。
There are many benefits in following the Lord, not just after you die, but before you die.
实际上你来跟随主，不是说要等到你死以后，就是你在有生之日也是有好多好多好处。
Because of the time,
因为随着时间的漂流,
I'm going to focus on the 5 benefits that we can enjoy individually.
那我就给你们讲，这个跟随主有5样好处。
The other 16 benefits mentioned in Psalm 103.
那 另外其他六个好处呢，在诗篇103篇讲到的呢。
I've asked Pastor Nathan to do in the future.
那我请那个雷神传道以后再来讲。
But the point I'm going to make is.
那我们来讲呢，我今天要讲的就是呢。
You have to name God's benefits one by one.
那你要来数算神给你的恩典，就是一样一样的来数算。
The first.
第一,
God forgives my sins.
神赦免我们的罪孽。
He pardons us from our wrongdoings.
他赦免我们的那个做错的事。
Verse 3.
第三节是这样讲。
Who forgives all your sins?
上帝赦免我们一切的罪孽。
I don't think it's an accident that this mentioned first in God's benefits.
实际上大卫这样讲不是偶然的。
Somebody mentioned.
那有的人这样讲。
The greatest blessing that God has ever given to a mortal being is forgiveness of sins.
这个上帝给我们这些会死的人啊，给我们最大的福分呢，就是赦免了我们的一切罪孽。
This foundational to all the rest of the benefits.
其他的那些给我们的好处是建立在这个基础之上。
The word forgive being used here. The word forgive being used here.
这个 forgive 这个字在这个里面是什么？是怎么讲的呢
？It's very unique.
它是一个非常特别的字。
It's never mentioned between people.
它的这个原文呢，这个意思不是人和人之间的互相的饶恕。
It's between God and human beings.
这个饶恕这个字原文的意思是上帝来饶恕人。
We are all sinners.
那我们都是罪人。
I know in the U.S. we don't like to hear we are sinners.
那今天在美国很多人不愿意听见这句话，说我们是罪人。
It's very common to say that, okay, it's not wrong, no? I am genetically bound to do that.
我做的事情不是错啊，因为我那个生来就是这样子。
Let me put it this way.
让我这样跟你讲。
Let me describe it in another way.
让我们用另外一个方式来讲。
Every day.
每一天。
Think about it.
每天你想想。
Is there anything that you think in your mind, even you yourself think that is wrong?
那你脑子里有没有一种想法，就是你自己都知道是错。
Okay, every day, is there something you say that you yourself think that is wrong?
那每天你讲的话，难道你不想说有可能有那么一句话是错
？Or maybe you know you do something.
有可能又做了一件事。
That is wrong.
你做错。
I really find out that Christians are not immune from putting the middle finger, you know, when they're driving. No, not immune. I see many Christians doing that.
那你想，很多那个基督徒呢，开车的时候也把给人家竖中指。
Okay, so it's very easy. We have to admit that every day we do three wrong things.
那你真的是应该这样承认，就是说你每天起码要做三件错事。
So one year about let me say 1,000.
那你一年可能做一千件错事。
10 years,
十年呢
10,000,
就做了一万件错。
Let me emphasize that things even you yourself think that is wrong.
那个就是说你自己都认识到意识到说你做的事是错。
So let's admit we are all sinners.
那我们就承认了，我们都是罪人。
Even we deny it, we are still sinners.
只要我们否认的话也没有用，我们还是罪人。
Why don't we come before God and ask for His forgiveness?
那我们来到神面前，求神来赦免我。
There's a story about a governor in the early 20th century.
在二十世纪初期，有一位州长。
He was from Texas.
他是德克萨斯州的州长。
He liked going to the prison and preach to the prisoners.
他喜欢跑到监狱里面给那些监狱犯来传福音。
The prisoners knowing that he's the governor.
那个监狱犯知道说哦，州长来了。
They always said.
都是这样讲。
Governor, I'm innocent.
他就说跟那个州长说，哎呀，我是清白的。
Please pardon me.
请赦免我吧。
They never got that wish.
这从来都没有赦免他。
Only one man.
只有一个人。
Said to him.
跟他讲这样。
I'm guilty as charged.
我们呢，我真的就是我有罪，这件事罪是我犯。
I pay for what I did.
我现在正在为我做的这个犯的这个罪呢付上代价。
Governor，
州长
，Please give me another chance，
请给我再给我一次机会。
You know what happened？
你知道怎么后来怎么样
？He was the only person pardoned。
那州长就是唯一赦免，就是他这样。
If we wish God forgiveness，
如果我们希望上帝来赦免我们的话
，Please be candid。
不要跟上帝说谎。
10,000 wrong things in 10 years.
你想，你十年你要做一万件错事。
We need God's forgiveness.
我们真的很需要上帝的赦免。
But the greatest benefit?
就是最大的这个好处呢。
God is ready to forgive us if we come before Him.
那上帝呢，就是随时随刻都准备好要来那个赦免我。
There's many brothers and sisters, who get baptized today. They are making that witness.
实际上，今天我们受浸的这些弟兄姐妹呢，就是给这样一件事做见证。
The second benefits from God.
第二个，上帝给我们的恩惠呢?
God heals my diseases.
他医治我们一切的疾病。
He restores our health.
他恢复我们的健康。
In verse 3, it says, heals all your diseases.
那第三节是这样讲说，医治我们的一切疾病。
We often forget to thank Him for soundness of body.
我们有时候为了，就说我们有很好的健康了，但是我们也忘记感谢他。
You know, for a long time, I never thank God for my teeth.
我一口很好的牙，但是我从来都不记得来谢主。
It took me losing a tooth on my left side.
那有一次呢，我左边的一个牙齿就拔掉。
Just recently.
就最近。
And my dentist looked at me and she shook her head.
那个我的牙医看着我的，然后就摇摇他的头。
She didn't say you're naughty.
她没有说你真的是好不乖啊。
You know what she did?
你知道她怎样做吗？
She has a monitor. No, I don't know how this camera she can put in your mouth.
对，她把一个那个小小的摄像机放在我嘴里。
For the whole 2 hours.
然后这两个小时就让我在那个屏幕上可以看见。
My mouth was in front of me for 2 hours, the whole procedure.
那这个整个过程是2个小时，我就在那个屏幕上看着我的嘴。
First of all, I was very angry.
第一呢，我好生气。
You know how much it costs if I really want to do it, the procedure?
那如果你知道我要是整个这个手术都做的话，要花多少钱啊？
$4,000.
要有4000元。
But you know the next thing that comes to my mind?
那有一件另外一件事情我想到。
Thank God.
真的是感谢神。
I still have my right hand side.
那我右边的牙齿还。
You know I never thought about God's gracious, His healing until I lost something.
那有的时候我就是我都没有想到上帝给我的恩惠有多大，直到我失去了某样，我身上有一样。
I want to mention that this is not a promise that God will heal all diseases.
他这个经节啊，也不是跟你说上帝会医治所有的疾病。
When God bring you back from death for last year, you do thank Him.
那如果上帝把你从死亡中救赎回来，你会感谢他。
Sometimes as pastor, we pray for people.
那有的时候，很难就是说来给某些人来祷告。
For the sick.
来给那些生病的祷告。
You know the set of things that we hear.
我们有听到很多事情。
The week after.
然后这是1个星期以后的事。
The family told us.
然后这家属这样跟我们讲。
Pastor, my mother or father passed away.
牧师，我的父亲和我的母亲呢是去世了。
And I don't know how to face them. I pray for them and they're not healed.
对啊，我就是不晓得怎么样面对他，因为我都有给他们很迫切的祷告，他们但是他们的病没有好。
Until I read a story of a person called Tony Campono.
那我就念到有一个弟兄叫 Tony Campono.
He also prayed for the sick.
他也呢给一个教会的弟兄来祷告医病。
And the week after, the family told him that the family member died.
然后那个一个星期以后呢，这家属跟他讲，他去世了。
And he was supposed to say, oh.
那他不知道怎么样讲。
You know what the family said to him?
那个家属是怎么样跟他讲的呢？
Tony, I want to thank you.
他说 ，Tony， 我真的是要好好的感谢你。
You know, ever since he had the incurable disease，
那他生了这个不治之症之后呢
？He was so angry.
他心里就好愤怒。
But after you pray for him，
但是你给他一祷告以后呢
？He had peace with God.
那他在上帝面前就心里就有那个平安。
And for the first time，
第一次，他永生来第一次
，His anger is gone.
他的心里这个愤怒好像。
Although he died, although he died,
虽然他死了
，He died in peace.
他是在平安当中过去。
No, for the one who prayed, you never dare to say that.
那你想，你 你给他这样祷告，你都自己都不敢这样
讲。I never dare to say to him, oh, you know, we praise God because your mother died in peace.
那我都不敢跟他这样讲，说哦，我给你妈妈祷告，那感谢神，你妈妈是平安的过去。
But it made very special.
但实际上是一件很特别的事。
For the family member who asked for prayer to say thank God.
那对这个死去的人的家属来感谢神。
So on one side, you know that God can heal.
这一方面来讲呢，上帝是医病的。
When God didn't heal,
那上帝有时候他也不医你。
He had no abundance.
但是上帝不医你，不是说就抛弃我们。
Because of my time, I still have three more benefits to go.
那我还要讲三个好处。
But I respect the time.
那我尊敬你们时间的限制。
I'll stop here.
那我现在就结束。
I feel bad, though, because then maybe next time.
那我下次再跟你们讲。
The two points I want to mention.
那还有这两点我要跟你们讲。
Let's not forget God's benefits.
那我千万不要忘记上帝给我们的恩惠。
Don't say to God again this fancy thing. Oh God, I forgot.
千万不要跟上帝讲，哦，我忘记感谢你。
Let's name God's benefits one by one.
让我们数算神给我们的恩惠，一样的来数算。
The most fundamental.
这最基本的一个。
The most important.
最重要的一个。
Are the people who got baptized there witnessing?
也就是今天要受洗的这些弟兄姐妹，他们就给这件事做见证。
First most important benefit is the forgiveness of God.
这个最重要的这神给我们的恩惠，就是他赦免了我们的罪孽。
Secondly,
第二点，
He can take care of our physical health.
那我们在这个世界上身体的健康也是上帝的掌管之中。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We want to say thank you.
我们要想谢谢你
that you are with us
你跟我们同在
in very difficult circumstances
那在我们碰到很多困难的时候
if we continue to look at what David went through
那我们要看到大卫所经历的那些事
how he associated God benefits during difficult times
那他就是在很难的时候还是一直不止在数算你的恩典
we have to pray
我们要祷告
be with us in our weaknesses be with us when we are weak.
在我们软弱的时候和我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
耶稣的基督的圣名。
Amen.